Let's bring this special session of Commissioners Court together, please. For the record, let's let the record reflect that all members of court are present this afternoon. Item number three, consider and discuss recent flooding events and effect on Montgomery County and take any action necessary related to the same, including but not limited to the issuance of notice to proceed for debris, project management, disaster recovery, and disaster management. Acknowledge and extend the disaster declaration issued by myself on August 25th, 2017, and ratify all actions taken pursuant thereto. Amy, you've got a list of things you think you need us to address?
We've been frantically trying to prepare today and trying to get everything and as much information so I can bring as current information as possible. But the first thing I'd ask the court to do is to extend the declaration of local disaster for Montgomery County, which you issued originally last Friday, Judge. And let me...
Second.
Any questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Are you going to need a runner back and forth?
I didn't need a runner. I wasn't able to get everything to the clerk as we're...
Jim, could you help her with that, getting that back and forth to the clerk?
And then, do we have... Darren has... in the back.
Darren.
Great. The next one...
Before you do that, let me recognize Darren real quick. Darren has done a yeoman's job.
Absolutely.
Out at the EOC and his entire staff. So, Darren, thank you for what you've been doing.
Congratulations, Darren.
Please turn
the
head.
I think we ought to do the same, if you don't mind, Judge, in court, for all of our first responders and volunteers that have stepped up every single day.
Absolutely.
The next item, Darren, I want to talk a little bit about is the notice to proceed for Crowder Gulf and for Tetra Tech. So we'd ask the court to approve a motion to for the mobilization of equipment, personnel, and supplies to assist with debris removal as a result of Hurricane Harvey with an estimated initial cost not to exceed $2 million. And this basically, we already have this. This has already been bid, and we're just asking you to proceed on these. And the same on Tetra Tech for $250,000.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Do you have more, Amy?
Yes. I've got a few more. The next one would be... I have a resolution and order which deals with several issues, but one being the employees and our first responders who put in some long hours. Judge, as you know, you closed Montgomery County for a few days. We authorized people to be at home, and we followed our policy to use, I think it's code 32, on timesheets for those employees not reporting to work on that day. The question now before the court is, what do we do with the people who actually came? And my recommendation would be to pay them the regular time and pay them overtime for all the hours that they've spent dealing with the flood and hurricane.
To extend that to all employees.
And
even
to extend it to all employees, yeah, including exempt employees, and with the understanding that these expenses are FEMA reimbursable.
Which was the intent, Amy, when I issued that.
Right.
Closure.
So I'd ask the court to ratify that decision, and then going forward to allow, as necessary, as we recover from this disaster.
Those will be
paid.
And paid.
They will be paid,
not exactly. No actual pay.
Which is recoverable.
Right.
And I got a question.
Sure.
For somebody, one of my major emergency responders in my office. Happens to be part-time.
Only for those days.
Hey.
What if they're doing it today?
This is ratifying for these
not
days.
Not listening to me.
And then
yes. For the days going forward?
Yes, and down here we can have them authorized in here going forward.
I think
forward.
Anytime during this storm or this event, if we have to do what we just did, we need to pay.
I agree. Yeah,
it's only fair.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, one of my major responders from my office is part-time now, Frank Vanarsky, Pancho. Darren knows it well. He's good at what he does, but he's part-time. But he's been working since Friday, and I can handle it with authorized time off. He's not really worried about it. He doesn't care. He's just doing what he
we
does.
We have a lot of people stepping up, willing to serve right now.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of people willing to serve right now and
I
trying
mean,
to do the right thing.
What are we doing?
I think the question is, since we have 29 hours.
We pay him for every hour worked.
So even over that 29-hour limit?
It's been over.
We don't want to get in a problem with our insurance.
Yes, it has a measurement period. It's not... I'm assuming we're worried about benefits, having to offer benefits. We'll work through with HR and with risk management on the benefits issue, but you pay him for every hour worked.
Good. Well, I move.
Just like he was a normal employee.
Okay. Okay.
There's a measurement period. And so because of events like this, what will happen is that measurement period is several months. And since
okay.
he won't work full-time for several months, we shouldn't enter into any problems.
Well, it'll end, but these last 10 or 12 days.
Right. But as we measure that entire period, his average won't be full time. So he should
okay.
still be
oh, I got you.
Part time. But if he does become full time, we'll work through that as we get to it.
I get you. Okay.
So we have a motion and a second,
mm-hmm.
Commissioner.
And
any other?
Judge, we have a.
Yes.
6 months. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, what you got, Amy?
We also have a need to name a funding source for any county match if necessary and expenditures deemed ineligible by FEMA. Related?
I say we do it out of fund balance. That's what it's for.
I didn't know. What did you say, Amy?
Contingency, would that be enough?
We need a funding source.
Okay.
For any county match, if necessary, or expenditures deemed ineligible by FEMA related to Hurricane Harvey.
Sounds good. Move on judge's recommendation for fund balance.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I know. It's all in one it's all in one order right now related to Hurricane Harvey.
You got a resolution.
I do have all these.
Okay.
Also authorizing the utilization of employees to perform county functions at the direction of an authorized party, including Darren or county judge, which may include duties outside of their normal capacity and department. And this is because we have employees that are stepping in to fill all sorts of roles which they're not normally responsible or outside of their job duties, as the county has needs, asking employees to step up and take a role outside of what they normally perform. We need to authorize either
you or... For example,
or
we've had the district attorney's investigators doing security at the shelter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've had people answering phones and call banks to respond to questions.
Okay.
Out of the auditor's office.
I've had employees taking supplies to a neighborhood that, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
We have a motion.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
No, I think you got it. Yeah.
Authorization of the Homeland Security Office of Emergency Management Director to incur expenses related to Hurricane Harvey relief and recovery efforts in an amount not to exceed. And Darren, I don't know what your anticipated expenses are, but this is related to just physical assets needed to manage all the donations, to run the office on a scale this big. Obviously, it wasn't anticipated for emergency management to have all the supplies or something like this in an 800-year flood.
Yeah, I think you understand what was going on. Most of you are well aware. You were all out there at the time. We were thrust into it, and we were trying to scramble to find beds and shelters and cover and food for over 1,500 evacuees at a moment's notice, and so we were starting to incur costs that we wouldn't normally incur.
Yeah, we're having to buy tables just to sort all the goods.
Correct.
And
the donations,
right.
The donation management alone. Obviously, Darren's going to work through purchasing on a lot of these, but I need a some of these things can't wait until the 12th.
Yeah.
Right.
Move.
We need an amount and a funding source.
So I would like to propose or request $50,000 just to sit there idle and use as needed, and then the rest of it return back to the funding source.
You don't do it out of fund balance? Do all this out of fund balance?
Mm-hmm.
Contingency.
You want contingency?
Fund balance works best because we expect costs from this event to go into the next year. I expect most of Darren's emergent needs will be satisfied before the end of the month. And so for that, for this particular case, contingency would actually work just fine.
So
contingency then.
All right. Is that a motion?
Yes, sir. Move contingency.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
1 second.
And Amy, on any of these items, if there's a prolonged event here, we can revisit it in our next Commissioners Court.
Yes. What I'd like to do is have this resolution in order, basically the employee situation, the time, ratification of the employee time, the $50,000 from contingency, designating fund balance as the funding source for the county match in one motion and one, because that's the way this resolution in order is drafted, if you don't mind.
And the funding for the employees would come from contingency or fund balance?
Fund balance.
So you want to vote on this in one motion as well?
In one motion.
So I'll move on all of the above, the overtime to exempt employees and all employees, fund balance for match, the judge's authorization, and then contingency of $50,000.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Now going forward for the employees, I think we should continue the practice while any Hurricane Harvey-related events of paying overtime to the employees as needed, exempt or not. You can put a deadline in it, but this is something, how we go forward from here. And if you want a deadline, if you want...
Can we just make it a policy?
Address it, you can address it at each court until it's resolved.
Let's do that for now, but why don't you draft a policy going forward so we'll have that in place in the next event?
Sure. So we need a motion for, what we've taken care of is everything that you've authorized to ratify, Judge. We need one going forward until our next court on September 12th.
Okay.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. You ready to talk about debris and staging sites and temporary staging sites?
Judge, we do have a representative from Crowder Guff here today, and you guys did a great job for us after Ike. Look forward to working with you again.
And he's already been down in Precinct 3, driving the roads, looking. He knows where he needs to go, and this notice to proceed gets you started. We're thankful you're here.
Do we have any kind of an estimate?
Of debris currently? I think we were kind of discussing earlier at least 50,000 cubic yards, tons or yards.
And where all have you been? Y'all been to come up with 50,000 yards?
It's just the early estimation based off the numbers reported and what we saw in 2016 during both the tax day and Memorial Day. We know we've surpassed that.
You way surpassed that.
We will be more than likely past 50,000 yards. It's just kind of giving us a rough start to start with.
Going to happen after that in RP.
Yep, it's amazing. Yeah, I think in 94 we had 4,000, well over 4,000 impacted homes in the 94 floods, and this event blew that out of the water.
Really?
Yeah, no pun intended.
Over 4,000 homes with at least an inch of water in 94, so you can bet there's going to be at least 7,000, 8,000, maybe more now, just until we can get a better feel for it. We don't know.
Yep.
Okay. We're looking for a dollar amount or?
No, we've taken care of that on the notice to proceed.
Okay.
And we have not to exceed amounts.
Yeah. The next thing is for a resolution order to allow for interim sites for the deposit of debris on private property. I know Commissioner Metter has identified three sites, and we prepared contracts for those, and we have a resolution order for the court to authorize to do that, setting compensation based upon the amount of tonnage.
It's $1.50.
$1.50, not to exceed $1.50 per cubic yard, with the volumes to be determined by the county. It may be if we exceed the 50,000, we may have to come back and do some other things, but at this point, we can proceed under that resolution and these contracts. It allows for a right of entry onto the properties, and it should qualify for FEMA reimbursement based upon their manuals.
Okay.
I move.
Sites located.
So what about sites that are county owned? What do we have to do to get those up ready to go?
So currently we've already initiated the process. We've identified those sites in each of your precincts. We've initiated the application. And we're working with TCEQ. We were working with them just minutes before court. We're going to be back on the phone with them again in the morning to get those sites approved so that we can get Crowder Golf, out on the road Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, and start picking up debris.
How did we do that last time? Did y'all manage the sites or did the county?
We did manage.
You did, okay.
Right.
Okay. So y'all be taking care of the traffic control and the security of the sites 24 hours to keep people from dumping?
These are drop-off sites, right?
That's what I'm talking about. But what we're anticipating, like I secured a site through TxDOT, off 242 and 1314, and we don't want people coming in the middle of the night unloading a trailer. So I'm asking you, are y'all prepared to secure the site 24/7?
I don't think we're there. I don't think that's what we're doing.
Darren had told me something different.
Yeah, that's not a portion of the Crowder Golf contract. We can pay for additional monitors from our monitoring company.
Okay.
At Tetra Tech,
that's what we did after Ike, when we had a monitoring company.
That's correct.
They'll be here again this time.
So as we move forward with that, we look at if we need to figure out to put some temporary fencing or something right along those lines.
Plus traffic control cones and flaggers and all that stuff, yeah.
We can use some of that money that we just allocated towards that effort.
Okay.
But these are temporary sites. And what I'm planning on doing is taking debris from one subdivision and putting it in that subdivision on a storage site and letting FEMA come pick it up from there. That's how I want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to move it all to my yard or to another alternative site.
I want to do the same thing in River Plantation.
To a landfill.
That's correct. So it'll move from that site where it's dumped by residents. It'll be
or
picked
by
up,
us.
It'll be picked up and moved to the landfill by Crowder Golf.
That's what I want to do.
That's correct. But there are some requirements. FEMA does have some additional requirements about what can happen at that site and how you have to manage that site. Some of that is inclusive of 24-hour controlled access. So it's either controlled by fencing and gates, or you put somebody on it 24/7.
Will Crowder Golf be picking up along the side of the road as well?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is
so,
what
and
we've
the
instructed
sites.
Them at
okay,
this
good,
time.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
But each site we won't have HHW or e-waste, those sorts of things. So we'll keep that along the curb for sure. So we're going to be out on the streets picking up. And then at those just temporary sites where residents can bring some of their debris as they start to clean out their homes, and that they'll pick it up from there as well.
So we will have allowed citizens to come in on a designated site on county property and dump that, and we'll get paid for it as Crowder Golf picks it out of there, or we'll pay them?
That's correct. Okay. So we'll allow citizens, and they'll have to be validated by driver's license or utility bill or something that says it is a resident, and that it is stuff that they're dropping. It has to be flood-related, disaster-related.
Right.
So we can't have, you know, landscapers or somebody like that just bringing whatever in. It's not a landfill. It's just a temporary site for disaster debris.
Okay.
Construction, demolition, and vegetation.
Okay. I think after Ike, we had a monitoring company. Didn't we do that?
Yes, sir.
Manage the sites.
We'll have the same thing this time.
Darren, do we have any estimated time of site approval and maybe when Crowder Golf can begin pickup?
We anticipate site approval tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be on the phone with TCEQ first thing tomorrow morning. They are running around the clock like everybody else. We've been on the phone with them this afternoon. Achieve full site approval tomorrow morning, and Crowder Golf will have their trucks certified Sunday afternoon. Sometime by noon, and there'll be trucks will be on the streets picking up debris.
How many trucks are y'all coming with?
26 to start with.
How many?
26 to start with, and then we can adjust from there. We can go up or down.
Where are the 26 going?
Equally divided across the county.
That's what I'm afraid of. where are they going?
We're going to look at those pockets that are heaviest hit, and those that are ready to be picked up, and that's where they're going to get started.
River Plantation is ready to be picked up.
We're on it.
Darren, we can give you a list street by street.
We have people registering, so we were capturing that data through an app created with GIS. It's populated on a map. The Crowder Golf will have access to that map. They'll see it. You can have access to it, and you can look at it, and as it's picked up, we'll pull it from the list.
Darren, would you elaborate a little bit about what you put up on the website, the little three-minute video and the form that's on site, so just people out there listening can maybe hear that?
So what we're looking for is we need you to register on our site so we know where you are and that you have debris to be picked up. The video, if memory serves me right, shows them how to separate what is allowable and what is not allowable and how to separate it and where to place it along the curb. It cannot be on their personal property at all. It has to be out on the right-of-way. We cannot enter private property to pick up their debris.
Commissioners, while right now top priority is getting this up, at some point we need to try to get a total count of the homes that are impacted. If
Constable Hayden
is
doing a full assessment, we should have that within 24 hours of
good.
We've asked the same of the fire departments as they went out and did their wide area searches to check for damages to send that information back as well.
We'll get that to you.
All right, thank you.
Darren,
yes.
What about FEMA
does allow for it if the court approves it, if memory serves me right. Typically, we stay outside of gated communities. That's private subdivisions, and it's generally their responsibility.
We went in.
They did it in 94.
They can petition the court.
Didn't we go in at night?
And I believe it has to be done by memorandum. Is that correct?
We did. We did, didn't we?
Today, the guidance from FEMA has changed.
Oh.
And the guidance from
imagine
FEMA
that.
On private property and subdivisions is it may be eligible, but you must receive authorization from FEMA prior to going there. So if
we need to identify those quickly.
Yeah.
For the public health. I mean, it's a health issue. Going to private subdivisions to remove debris, we need to make sure that we get authorization from FEMA.
Well, I think we need to move forward with that.
I do too.
Yeah.
A lot of what we have up here is around the lake, and a lot of it's in private subdivision.
Right.
Okay. I think we need to move forward that quickly.
And we'll also need agreements with the county and the subdivisions saying that we have the legal authority to be in there doing
we'll
that.
Work on those for our
we'll
next.
Need,
We can't do it Tuesday, but
not
for
Tuesday.
Our next
it'll
court.
Be the 12th.
The next time, yeah.
Okay.
We've already started preparing those.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay.
And one other housekeeping. I believe Commissioner Metter has identified three sites, so I think we need the court to approve those three sites.
Well, I took one off, BD.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the one on Country Club Road. I've got one on Seven Coves and one at Sharp.
Well, they're approving a blanket MOA already in the form. So, but I was thinking if we had two, we have two sites currently. Is that
Seven Coves Road and Sharp?
Why would we approve
and
those and not all of them? So, is there something unique
Coves.
About those?
They're already identified.
These
are private property.
The private property.
Issues, not ones that are owned by the county, correct?
These are private
sites.
Property.
Okay. Everybody else, yours is county.
Mine's
yours
on the
county.
Right.
Yours
yeah.
is state.
Well, now I've got one on FM 2090. Just east of Crockett Martin Road, it's been identified, but the other one's a state-owned, which they won't be receiving any funding. But so I do have one identified on FM 2090, and then Darren has that.
Yeah. Get us that information. We'll prepare the agreement so that they can use that as a site.
Miranda's got all that information already. So.
Can
if I'm understanding right, we have to wait for TCEQ to approve those two sites that I got identified.
I believe so.
Okay. And we'll know something Monday.
Yeah. We should know something tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, okay.
And I've also reached out to Denbury Oil and for an additional site north of the precinct. I guess my question is a corporation, they're probably going to allow us to do it at no cost. I mean, we have to work through that legally with.
We would still want to see some of these documents, such as a right of entry and a waiver.
And indemnification and guarantee to clean up after.
Yes, we can't indemnify, but there is a covenant for us to restore
right.
the property, yes.
Okay.
We don't have court until the 11th. Can we go ahead and pre-approve those based on all the requirements being met?
Yeah.
Yes, with the resolution order that we passed, it allows you to sign these agreements.
Okay.
Okay.
So, again, if we get the agreement, the information on the specific agreement, then the
sign
resolution
the
gives Judge Doyle you the okay. right to sign the agreement.
Okay. BD, do we already have the new agreements at the office through email, or when are we going to get those agreements to get them signed?
I have them here.
Okay. If you
for you, and I'll give
if
them
you'll
to
get
you.
Them to me, I'll get them signed.
Okay. Any motions or?
You have a resolution?
We don't have a second, and we don't have a vote.
Second.
Okay. Need a vote.
And do we
which resolution is that?
This is the resolution. We start naming the
naming the sites. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments, commissioners?
We don't need to name a funding source for the monies that are going to be paid.
It would all be through fund balance.
Okay. 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 Naming fund balance.
This is a resolution order authorizing Judge Doyle to sign agreements for the interim sites.
Okay. A motion and a second. Those to be funded through fund balance. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, BD.
I can't either.
The There are several individuals and businesses that would like to donate to the county. Like Target is one of them. They would like to give the county, make a donation to Montgomery County, and then have that distributed to people in need.
You can set up a separate account.
Yes, and the tracking and the administrative issues associated with tracking that with a donation. So only the court can accept a donation on behalf of the county.
Okay.
And then trying to track that. A lot of times what we've recommended in the past that we give those are that we have the entity donate directly to a nonprofit or someone that is working to distribute that.
Can we then, if we accept it, can we then donate that to Interfaith of the Woodlands or Montgomery County Community Foundation or other entities that we give funding to?
We can, provided that there aren't stipulations attached to a donation. So if I donate something and I say, I want this used by Montgomery County solely for shoelaces, then if Montgomery County wants to do anything other than buy shoelaces with it, then we have to return that. So it depends on how it is given to us and what we're trying to do, because so it's unfolding and it's all done right now, and telephone calls is maybe try to memorialize it and get in writing exactly what it is that they'd like to do. That way you can understand and make an informed decision on what we're accepting and what our requirements are with those.
Would it be better just to have them make those donations directly to, for example, Interfaith?
We asked
Interfaith to work countywide.
And that's been my recommendation.
I don't want to be in the donation business, with the exception of, I'll only speak for myself, I think everybody had this happen. I mean, we had more food and drinks and Gatorade and water. I mean, I couldn't even tell you who all donated it. Some was restaurants, some were some were companies, some were individuals. We tried to keep a list, and
I've had a company come to me, and they want to do a pretty sizable cash donation to Montgomery County. Why couldn't we put that aside and use those dollars to pay for these private landowners that were paying for the use of their property?
So the county is authorized.
FEMA will pick that up.
That's reimbursable.
It's reimbursable.
And the county is.
I don't know. I don't want to turn this down. I don't want to say, oh, you can't donate it to us. You got to donate to somebody else. I don't want to do that. I think that'd be silly.
Is that what they want to donate to that?
They want to donate to Montgomery County.
Yeah. I've had several corporations reach out to me as well, but some of them have said, we're East Montgomery County people. We'd like to see the money stay in East Montgomery County. We've got word PetSmart wants to donate $150,000, and actually they want that to go to the shelter. So.
Petco.
Petco.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the challenge.
They may not send it now.
The challenge that the county has with that is. The challenge that the county has is the administration of all of those donations, because they usually, not always, but usually do come with specific use restrictions. And so then you wind up in a heavy administrative function of ensuring that those dollars that are donated are used exclusively for the purposes that were put onto it. So the county might receive in total $1 million in donations, but $150,000 is restricted to one place and $5,000 to different place. And you might very quickly have the administrative costs become very burdensome.
Sounds like a duty for the new budget office.
Yeah, but they're not here.
Well, I'm not going to turn this down.
Let's get going.
I'm not going to turn this down.
No.
So
I'm going to bring it.
If you have
maybe
specific donations,
like
Commissioner,
that.
I don't know, but I
think it'd be silly to say, we can't take your donation.
And I mean, here again, we're paying people overtime and we're paying people to take care of this. I mean, we could clearly pay somebody to administer that. We just need to figure out who that person is. And
yeah, I don't want.
The thing to do is find out what we're going to get, whether we want it or not.
Put it in fund balance. That's what we're taking money out of anyway. It's a cash donation. Put it in fund balance.
Well, cash is simple. What they're talking about, there's no telling.
I don't know about that, but I'm talking about a check.
An unrestricted check to Montgomery County, I don't think anybody is going to.
If they don't have any restrictions or stipulations on it, it's a cash donation. Just put it in fund balance.
And that would just need
and for those that do have specific restrictions or on them, just have them donate to an entity that works with that particular organization. Pretty simple.
I'm going to have to, I disagree with that just for this reason, is the monies that we're expending for the flood expenditures are being reimbursed by FEMA.
Correct.
The fund balance, that's the county money. And these people are wanting to reach the people who have suffered and lost their homes and don't have insurance.
This is specific to Commissioner Metter. He's got a one-time.
I'm not about a cash donation.
No, I know. I know, but what I'm saying is, but that money needs to go back out to assist the flood victims, not be directly paid to the county and then we don't put it back out to help the flood victims, you know? You see what I'm saying?
So Commissioner Clark, one thing, I think we'll have unreimbursable expenses from the flood.
Right.
You will have significant, yes, sir. So it'll go, it will be received.
You'll have significant unreimbursable expenses.
Okay.
And if there's someone that wants particularly to help Montgomery County with those, then yes, we put it in fund balance.
We've identified fund balance several times tonight for expenditures. This can help offset some of that.
Right.
What I'm getting at.
So the next, I guess we need to probably make a decision on this, but the other question is what are we going to do about restricting any county employees or any county, you know, fundraising, cash fundraising efforts? And are we going to like set up a website with a donate and,
no,
and start taking
no.
money in, or are we just going to stay totally away from that?
No, don't do that.
Montgomery County Community Foundation is doing some of that for long-term recovery for our county.
Judge, you asked Interfaith of the Woodlands to help countywide, correct?
Yeah.
I think we need to.
They've expended some of their funds in a countywide effort where they're generally restricted to an area code.
So if we can identify who those folks are that's going to be doing that, we can put that out. So get people doing $50 or $100 donations, we'll have a place to put that money to get it back.
Have different locations that they can donate those dollars to.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the county needs to start taking $50, $100 donations.
Right, absolutely.
No.
But we don't need to be out trying to, you know, raise money in the name of the county by any means. We need to restrict that to these organizations.
Yeah, for those that want to give cash donations to long-term recovery, the Montgomery County Community Foundation, Interfaith of the Woodlands, there are others out there that are
food bank.
Very specific, a food bank, they're specifically geared for that.
Okay.
Perfect.
Just want to be clear so we don't get in a trap.
Okay.
Do you need any action, Ms. Clerk?
Commissioner Metter, when those come, those donations that you're discussing?
I just got one.
Will you just bring it to Commissioner's Court? Would you put it on the next court agenda?
I'll have it on the agenda to accept a donation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do we have a resolution in order for that, Amy, or are you?
No.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I hope. Are we going to do anything Tuesday except?
Tuesday's only
or not, we'll
tax
accept
rate
it.
And budget.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll have it ready for the 12th.
Yeah, I don't think we can put anything on that agenda. But
yeah. I get it. You're right. Okay.
Unless there will be a need to call a special court after that. What do you have next, Amy?
So in regards to the donations, I would ask the court to allow Montgomery County to accept a donation from Target. They stepped forward and called us during the middle of all of it and said, here's $3,000, push it out for shelter operations, cleanup equipment. So it's $3,000, a value of $3,000 in gift cards. We would like to accept on behalf of evacuees and turn that over to Crisis Assistance Center for pushing out to those in need. Is that allowable?
Would it be better to have them donate that directly to Crisis
Assistance? They'd already kind of said this is done. It wasn't a question. It was this is done. And
I think
since
it's not cash, they could just deliver it directly to.
Phyllis, what do you recommend?
Well, it gets right back to the same argument we just left.
Yeah, so that's.
Right, so just because someone wants to donate to you doesn't mean you have to accept it. You could tell Target that you really appreciate the effort and turn them down. You could do it as a pass-through.
No.
You could ask Target to pass that on instead of involving Montgomery County. You could ask them to send it directly to one of those other organizations. It's your discretion.
So we can do it.
I certainly don't recommend that Montgomery County personally be the ones to handle those gift cards.
Right.
That would be.
But we could do it as a pass-through. We could accept on behalf and then pass it through to Crisis, one of the other VOADs.
I'm not sure of all of the restrictions that Target has.
Just say we'll accept any cash donation over $25,000.
then they
anything under that needs to be distributed some other way.
And if that's the case, they would be best served to then go directly to the
crisis
entity that would be,
yeah.
That's their core function.
Okay.
And at some point, we need to identify who those people are going to be. I mean, are we going to need a list and go with that list, and that's going to be the approved people that we're going to pass the donation through to, or are we going to, I don't
be
know.
Up to the giver.
Yeah.
But we don't care.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if they would agree, I mean, we probably, if you wanted to accept the donation, we could do it. If you wanted to accept the donation, we could do it with the, if Target agreed to be a pass-through, you could accept it with a condition that it be passed through to.
Right.
That could be a condition.
the
Target.
And who would identify who it gets passed through to?
Yeah.
Would I do We'd that?
We'd have to.
The court
would have to, and Target would have
County
to agree.
County judges obviously make that decision.
Sounds good to me.
County judge.
You want
to? Can we do that?
Yes.
And I don't want. We don't want to touch the donation. Just act as a pass through and direct it from there.
I don't think that's what Darren's saying though. Do you already have it in your hand? Do you already have them?
We do, but that's fine. I mean,
you have them in hand already. They've already given
not
them
physically, but all we have to do is pick them up. They've already been cut. They're sitting there. They've called two or three times. Say, come get your cards. Come get your donations. So
maybe we can let somebody else pick them up.
Go
then.
Pick them up. Yeah, why
don't
we do that?
We can do that.
And get with the judge, and y'all figure out who's going to get them. That
why don't we
night.
Do that?
Why not? The court could authorize the judge to handle the acceptance of the donation with the.
We'll have someone else, whatever entity, go pick them up.
Commissioner Metter moved on. I second.
With this, yes, with the condition that it be passed through in its entirety.
And give the judge permission to figure out what to do with any and all donations coming through. And you just.
I don't think we can. I don't think you can abrogate. So
we're making this way more complicated than it has to be.
Here we are.
This is way more complicated than it needs to be.
We'll have an entity as a representative for the county go pick those up. And we don't accept it as the county.
Yep, very well. Thank you.
You want to move a motion to.
Since when did we get so scared to take a donation? I don't understand this. Here's Target wanting to give gift cards, and he's going to turn it over to crisis management, right? The people that need to be dealing with it, and we're scared to do that? I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense to me.
So, Commissioner, the problem is gift cards are as risky an asset to handle as cash. So if Target wanted to hand Darren $3,000 cash, for Darren's own protection, I would be reluctant to advise him to go take that. If we have documentation, as the court's required to accept a donation that comes through Commissioner's Court, if we have documentation that says Target, traditionally when we got donations, it would be a check and it's deposited in the county treasury and those funds are expended in the manner as outlined by the donation. This isn't anything that can be managed that way. It's cash. We can't deposit those gift cards in the county treasury. I can't tell you later how they were spent.
We don't want to. We want to take it from there and hand it to crisis management and
right.
say,
to
give them
to
out.
To pass through to crisis management would be okay because that's their core function. Darren's very busy organizing first responders. It's not his core function at all.
Yeah.
I understand
so
that.
We'll have them go pick that
it's
up
a,
for
it's
you.
An, it's a different animal, Commissioner.
Well, and then we don't touch it.
Once it comes to the county, it's county property. And
then we have to
there are restrictions with what the county can do with property. We can't just, as Phyllis said, we can't just give cash to individuals. So that's why the donation needs to be conditional if it's going to be a pass-through. It needs to be received conditionally so that we can pass it through regardless of what the accounting issues
and
are.
I think another issue with it is trying to decide who gets it. I mean, I think Interfaith of the Woodlands is just as deserving of getting a contribution.
They've done an outstanding job.
There's no doubt about that.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be argumentative.
It ain't going to be the last time this happens.
Right. It's just.
I mean, it's happening at my office every day. So am I not supposed to take any donations at my office from now on?
Depends on what you do with it.
Well,
you gotta run it through court.
I mean, we're getting carried away here.
And I've got people reaching out to me, Commissioner, why don't we set up, you know, why can't we start giving y'all money and taking it in and then you know,
I have not taken any money. I'm talking food, water, snacks.
Now
that's different. But I'm talking about people wanting to do cash donations for the flood victims, and we just at some point we need to identify who's going to be taking that.
We're in the middle of a disaster.
Yes.
That's why we can't get nothing done, because we can't even take a donation and give it away.
I'm going to take mine, and I'm going to bring it to you.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Whatever y'all want to do, I'll agree to it.
Any donations, though, of food or water, we can take those if they want to come feed the crews that are working, those kinds of things.
Sure, those are non-cash donations. Okay. It's a different...
But if somebody drives up in the car and says, here, Commissioner, here's $1,000 cash, I want to donate that.
Don't take it.
Should steer them to another organization.
That's what I'm saying. That's the point I was trying to make.
Send them to Interfaith, send them to an agency.
That's never happened to me, just for the record.
Yeah, the folks in the Woodlands will bring a credit card. My fruit jars with cash.
Okay. All right. So I think that gets us where we need to be. We have a motion on that and a second.
Dog to death.
Any other questions or comments?
Ran away. All right.
Any other questions or comments?
Commissioner Metter moved. I seconded.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right.
Nice. Anything else?
God, that was complicated. Mm.
The district attorney has some items to say.
Can I? I have one more to discuss.
Oh,
that's all right.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Darren.
Storage. We're getting a lot of supplies in for shelter management moving forward that we may or may not need at this point in time, and there may be supplies left over from the shelters that we have currently open. At one point in time, we had over 1,100 in shelters. We're down to about 300 now. We would like to locate a place that allows us to store those items moving forward. We had some issues early on in this event with the identified volunteer agency who's going to provide that shelter work for us.
Are you talking about cots,
tables,
blankets,
all these things we're buying,
MREs,
the things that aren't used in this event? No,
we rent a storage facility.
A lot of it's palletized. So that's what we need to do, is we need to identify a location that we can access this stuff. So
I got a question. Paul, how much room do we have over there in the library in Montgomery? Do you have much available space is there? Yeah,
is it accessible with a forklift?
I don't know.
Yeah. Darren, let me ask you this. Do you have on-site,
we got a lot of room there.
Do you have place for storage containers?
For storage containers?
Shipping containers.
Not really, Commissioner. I have two there now, and I'm already out of parking space, so I'd really...
I went and looked at some one-tripper shipping containers that are... I mean, once we've bought them, we own them. And you can put them on a truck and move them, and they're also... forklift accessible, and they're around one tripper's around $4,000 for a 40-foot container, and that would be our asset. We wouldn't be continue to pay money. We just need a location to put those in a secure location.
How much room do you need, Derek? Do you know?
Could we store them at the airport?
It's a little early to tell. I'm guessing five to 7,000 square feet. I don't know.
To put these containers on, not storage.
My only concern about the containers is I don't know that that's the most appropriate place to store some of those supplies, MREs and stuff, for example. I don't know that I'd want to put them in a shipping container in this climate.
No. I'm talking about
climate controlled. We got 10,000 feet of climate controlled. May have to move some stuff around.
It may not be
forklift, but you can take it off with a forklift. They have a little hand.
Yeah.
You could move it around. There's a lot of room in there.
Yeah, can we get a dolly in there? I mean, can we get pallets in there? I don't know.
Darren, why don't you come up with a plan of what you think is going to serve best and come back to the court?
We need Montgomery Library.
I agree.
Well, we need to see.
Can you check that out and make sure it's available?
You guys can go look at it and see. May have to move some stuff around, may have to throw stuff away. I think the Lions Club has some stuff in there, but they may not be any good anymore. But if y'all can give us some kind of idea of what we have available there, okay?
Let's look at that first. And if that doesn't work out, then we'll look at trying to find a facility somewhere to store that stuff.
Right. I got a whole lot of storage room in the attic at my barn. I don't know if you're welcome to come look at it.
The challenge, Commissioner, is it's going to be a lot of stuff to haul up and down. If we have forklift accessible places where we could palletize that stuff, it would be much better.
Yeah, palletize, then we get it in, get it out, and get it out to the sites, you know, quickly. So, all right, we'll do that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Court.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Brett, did you have something you wanted
to... This relates to vehicles that were damaged.
Mm. I was advised to bring forth our issues in regards to vehicles that were destroyed by the hurricane, just because this is the hurricane funding issue. So Two vehicles were, I've got two houses underwater, not me personally, employees' houses, and the vehicles were flooded. They're totaled. So we were down two vehicles already. We're down two more vehicles. I'm asking the court. I've been shopping used as we normally do, nothing older than 3 years, nothing more than 50,000 miles, nothing over $18,000, $19,000, $20,000. So I'm asking the court to approve funding for me to purchase two used vehicles for no more than $40,000.
Get them back in service now.
Yes, sir.
Ginger, is that through those insured or? Huh? Okay, you've already looked at these?
Okay. Yeah, one of them's gonna be underwater for the next 3 weeks. So.
Oh yeah, well.
I asked whether the windows rolled
you,
up, but they told me whether or not the windows rolled up weren't gonna really matter much. So.
Yeah, but you need two vehicles that could be back in service now, and then we'll collect the insurance proceeds on these at sometime in the future. Okay. We have
second.
A motion. Second. Questions or comments? All in favor? Aye.
And now that you've approved it, any of y'all that have received $1,000 donations and fruit jars, please see my chief investigator.
Yeah.
Kind of make this thing easy for me. Thank you.
Sheriff,
motion carries.
Do you have any vehicle needs? I was.
Did y'all get all yours out of the South County Center?
Yes, they did.
District 2?
Lieutenant yeah. Altimus made dang sure of that. He is very proud of the fact that.
Never make that mistake.
I want to also recognize.
I don't think it was yours the first time. I
want to recognize the sheriff and his staff and all of our constables that have been out there working 24/7. Those guys have been going at it really hard, so thank you for it.
We didn't call, he just sent them, and we were staffed wonderfully in East Montgomery County.
Good.
We do have, as this unfolds and as we get more information, we do have several departments and agencies that have sustained damage. We have, obviously, working with our risk management. I know out on the lake there was a gas tank that floated up and away.
We had a donation of a boat on one of the commissioner's picnic tables, I think.
It was a cork.
So I would think that as courts go forward, and if we get additional information, we're going to have those, and we'll be working with risk management to bring estimates back to you on replacements of some of those.
For all of you listening out there, it's critical that we get the paperwork filled out properly for FEMA and document all activities that personnel are involved in and any losses that we have, so we can be reimbursed.
There was a disaster cost recovery packet that was sent to all the department heads back on 8/24, and we're asking all departments, and we're asking the court for you to direct all departments and request that the elected officials use the project code Harvey for all releases and purchase orders.
Understand.
All right. Phyllis, your office is doing.
Right.
Phyllis, your office is going to do some training too. Did I see an email come out on that?
Next week. Yeah.
I would encourage different departments to take advantage of that.
So there'll be the same class offered over and over again throughout the day on Tuesday, this coming week on Tuesday, and on Wednesday. It's not a two-day class. It's just a couple of hours, but it's going to be offered over and over so people can come. And it's how to fill out the paperwork, because FEMA comes years from now to audit this documentation, and
right.
It has, you have to fill it out properly today or you won't know.
Right.
So they need to know what equipment you used, the timesheets of the people who used the equipment, things like that. And just if it's an insurance claim, you don't use the project code Harvey. And so you also have to work closely with Montgomery County's risk management to determine if it's going to be an insurance claim
or
Hurricane Harvey
claim.
Identified event.
Okay.
Phyllis and really all the department heads, elected officials trying to reach Precinct 3, our office did flood. We only took a few inches in, but just enough to have to take about 2 feet out of sheetrock around the entire building. So we are going to have some employees located here at North Star. We're going to have some employees located at the car wash that we purchased on Rayford Road. We're going to have some of us just kind of from place to place, but we will be able to get the job done. Our nature center took on about 4 feet of water. It's as did the District 2 patrol office. Those are completely uninhabitable, and just about everything in them were ruined. The gun range took on 30 feet of water. I mean, it's. I think Paul Case has about $490,000 just in property damage to buildings in Precinct 3 alone. That doesn't include equipment and the time and labor to get them put back together. We're going to need to help the sheriff get a new District 2 patrol office probably sooner than we wanted to, but they do not have, I think they have a temporary place lined up, but we need to work with them to get them going as soon as possible. So again, give us, you know, be patient if you try to reach us. We don't have a lot of, we have a couple of computers that are working right now at the community center, and that's it. So
we'll be working with IT to get you a spot where you can, your communication is uninterrupted too.
Right.
So
thank you.
If you've seen Walking Tall, the sheriff's going to pick your office. So.
Yeah, he sure doesn't want to. I don't think he wants to be back down there.
Okay, commissioners, is there anything else we need to discuss today? Amy, do you have anything else for us?
Paul's got some.
Paul?
Yeah, we have about 23 buildings plus that's got some roof leaks in them.
We were going to fix those, weren't we?
Well, that program will fix a few of them, but it's going to be a while yet before we get to that point. I need some outside help to help with some of these leaks. Do I need to come to court to ask for some funding for that, or how?
That's something we
do.
Do
you have somebody identified, Paul, that you want to that you could hire? Or we can hire?
Yes, we've got a couple of people that we've used before, and Bluefin, the one that's doing our roof program, they have people that could also come in and help. But these leaks aren't something I can wait 4, 5, 6 months down the road we get that program going.
Do we do
that's
that?
Only going to do a couple of our roofs.
Because of the emergency.
I think we need to go ahead and authorize.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
$1,000 threshold doesn't apply, right?
Need to bid it if it's going to be reimbursable.
Will this be?
What if we do it by? What if we break it up into? No.
So FEMA guidelines will say that they will reimburse if you follow the legal practice, which would let you give an exemption because of the emergent nature,
right,
or their own guidance, whichever is most restricted. And their guidance is that we would need to bid that. So if it was emergent, like whenever you would have to go get people out of floodwaters, that's different. They treat it differently. But it's a leaky roof. And so they're going to require that be bid to be reimbursable.
Understand.
Darren, I'm going to ask you, I think if it's a previously documented leaky roof, they're not going to FEMA's not going to be anyway.
Not.
But if it is caused by the storm, then it is something that is subject to. So we need to make sure that we are identifying which ones are hurricane-related and which ones were ones that we need to fix anyway.
Do you know
which
that,
are insurance and
do you know which ones were storm-related and which ones weren't?
We
and which
a
ones
lot
are
of
insurance?
Weeks.
Paul, could you have at least three vendors identified so we could fast-track the bid process and get this going?
Well, the vendors are under jock contract and buy board that we've been...
Oh, do you have any idea how much of my...
I have
50,000.
Not a,
we utilize the buy board. We just need to confirm that the buy board competitively bid it as well.
Okay.
They
don't
do
necessarily. They might have given it as a
let's
sole
get with
source.
Gilbert and...
If we do that, all you really need is a funding source.
I mean,
yes.
We got to do this.
Yeah.
So really what he's asking for, commissioners, if they're competitively bid through the buy board, he's just needing a funding source at this time. Can we approve a funding source in this meeting for that?
Yeah. Phyllis, you want contingency or fund balance?
Contingency on that one.
Enough in contingency?
Okay, so we need a motion to approve contingency for Paul to use the buy board to repair roof damage.
Second.
Do we have a not-to-exceed amount or an estimated amount?
You said 150,000. Is that what?
Well, that was that's probably a little high. We put something else in there
not
that
to
really
exceed
wasn't storm-related.
Okay.
So
not to exceed 150. And
can you move?
Yeah, some commissioner.
You think that'll come
in at 150? Not to exceed 150.
Second.
Any other questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge, we need to mention the constables, too, for all they did.
I did.
Okay, you did.
I did.
I know we talked to the sheriff.
But you can mention them again.
Everybody. Rand, I saw your people out all night, as they are every night. But, I mean, the constables, fire departments, South County, Woodland.
All of our first
responders. The whole community. The way that people have responded, from homemade cookies and cakes to, you know, pallet of Gatorade. I mean, it's been phenomenal.
Yep. I would encourage those two that were turned away from shelters that wanted to come volunteer, and there was too many volunteers there at the time, come back. Because as this thing is prolonged and recovery may take months, where people get back to work, back to school, back into their lives, some of those volunteers are going to start to get back into their world. And so we'll need people going forward that want to participate. Certainly we would love to have you come back. There will be plenty of opportunity for that.
Absolutely.
And would encourage that.
Several hundred volunteers showing up, only need 100, and the norm is now we need close to 50 volunteers, and we're having 10 or 15 people show up. So absolutely we need those people to come back for the long haul.
Yep. Some of our neighbors will be in this for a long time. So.
Yep.
Okay. Commissioners, anything else?
Judge, you can recognize Arlington PD.
They were my neighbor.
Work here, but Arlington PD has been, along with the DA's office, Precinct 1, Sheriff's Department, the staff, and also has been at the Convention Center for Red Cross Shelter. Arlington PD dispatched, evidently had over 100 volunteers, and they got about 30 that they sent down there. They've been staying up at Sam Houston, and they've been working continuously there on a mission as volunteers. So I know there's nobody here from Arlington, but our guy, the community needs to know that Arlington has
stepped up.
I
kind of hate to start mentioning names because there's so many, but you're right. There's so many of them like that.
Brett, they blocked off when our office went under. Arlington PD is the one who blocked off the road. They were there watching for a long time.
Yeah, we had police officers in here from NYPD, a couple of them. So, I mean, they've been in from here from all across the country. It's been phenomenal. And the
I
volunteers.
I got a community center full of DPS officers in Willard.
I also like to recognize our state officials. I haven't had not one state rep.
Mr. Kehoe is here with us today.
State rep, Senator Creighton, Will Medcalf, Cecil Bell, all those guys. If we hit roadblocks, they got the logjam unstopped and got us the help we needed. So thank you to y'all.
Okay, and also.
Ready to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.